Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is holding in Chapter 3, Eduyot, Mishnayot 4 and 5, about Rabbi Dosa and the sages. Kol ha-chotzalot, all of the mats, and the Mefarshim explain these mats have sort of a rim around them, a raised edge, so they're not typically used for laying down, we'll see. Tmeot tamemet, they can become contaminated through contact with a corpse, divrei Rabbi Dosa. According to Dosa, what he's excluding is tame midras. We've mentioned midras is a form of contamination where someone like a zav, zava, or yoledet sits or even indirectly lays down, even if there's something on top of this kli, on an object that's meant for sitting and laying. So we talked about chairs in previous chapters, and something like a bed or a chair or a mat designed for sleeping on or sitting on would become tame midras. But Rabbi Dosa says this mat with the raised edges, it's kind of for storage, but it's not really for sitting on. It would not become tame midras, only tame mit. V'chachamim omrim midras. The sages say it can also be contaminated through midras, through someone with a certain tumah from their body sitting or laying on it, because it can also be used for that purpose, even though it's not its primary purpose. The next machlokas is kol kliot tahorot. All braided items, kind of like braided into ropes or nets, are pure. They don't become tame. They're not really a kli, a utensil. Hus mishal golgilion. But this golgilion one, it's kind of a woven belt, so it's more similar to weaving than just braiding into a net. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, and this first opinion is according to Rabbi Dosa. V'chachamim omrim kulam tmeot. The sages say these braided items, like spun into ropes and netting, they are considered a utensil, and they can become impure, chutz mishel tzemarim, except for those that are made by the wool dealers, because the Mefarshim say, the Barner says, it has very wide spacing, very wide holes, so it's kind of like a netting to hold down their merchandise, but, you know, there's very large gaps. It's not really fair to call it a kli kibul, a receptacle, a utensil, and therefore they would even agree by that one. It is tahor, meaning it can't become impure. Let's go on to Mishnah. Hey, hakela, the sling, like the sling that David, young David, used against Goliath. Shebet kibul shela aruk, where the receptacle part, the part that holds the stones, is made of a woven fabric. Tameya, the whole sling can be ritually contaminated. Shel or, if that middle part that holds the stones is leather, Abidosa ben Harkinus metahar. Abidosa says this sling cannot become contaminated. A small piece of leather is not considered a kli. A larger piece of leather, perhaps, but this is a small piece of leather, not a woven receptacle. It will be impenetrable to tumah, to contamination. Chachamim mitamim. But the other sages say it's lamaisa, it's used as a beit kibul, as a holder for the stone during the slinging process when they're whirling it around, and therefore it's like a kli enough that it can become ritually impure. And the Mishnah adds that even according to the sages, nifsok beit etzba shalah, if the finger holder broke tahora, then it becomes tahor, it's no longer capable of accepting ritual impurity. Now this finger loop, basically there's this holder in the middle, leather or cloth, this holder in the middle for the stones, and then there's two ropes. Now one end has a loop at the end of the rope for the finger to aim the direction of the release, and the other one has like a little handle or little ball at the end of the other rope that the slinger will release that at the right split second to throw the stone and stun Goliath. So the sages would agree if this finger loop is broken, it's no longer a functional sling. But they add beta pakia, that's the handle end, the other end of the other rope, shalah tameya. If that part breaks, it's still tameya. The sling can still be used, not as easily without the handle part, but they just let go of the rope at the right time, and it's still a usable utensil. Yishar kochachem, and Am Yisrael should be zoche to sling the enemies of Hashem and our enemies to protect our beautiful nation. Tizkilu mitzvot.